It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. The possible rollback of the Flores Agreement could also mean that migrant detention facilities will face worse problems with unsanitary conditions and diseases. Three children who had the flu have died in detention facilities over the past year. So a group of Democratic lawmakers and doctors asked the CBP if they would provide a vaccine for migrants this year. The agency said they do not administer vaccines and are not changing this policy. But those who have visited the detention facilities say this is a big problem. Alora Mukherjee, the director of Columbia Law School's Immigrants' Rights Clinic, met with children in a Texas center earlier this year. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Alora.
Thank you.
So you visited the Clint Detention Facility. What kinds of conditions are we seeing in these camps that could contribute to the spread of the flu and other diseases?
When my colleagues and I visited the facility in Clint, Texas in June, we found more than 350 children detained in a facility designed for just over 100 adults. So conditions were cramped. Children did not have the ability to wash their hands with soap because none was available. Many could not shower or brush their teeth for days or weeks. They couldn't change their clothes and were wearing the same dirty clothing they had on when they crossed the border. They were hungry. Children, regardless of their age, regardless of if they were 1 or 17, were being offered the same ration of food at every meal. So they were going hungry and weren't properly given nutrition. Many children in this setting were sick and were subject to the quarantine. During our visit, we demanded a tour of the facility and visits with children in the quarantine, but both were denied. Since we couldn't visit the quarantine ourselves, we had to rely on children's reports of those who had already been through the quarantine, and they described being held in a room with more than 20 children at a time. All of the children had fevers. Some of them were vomiting. They were sleeping on the floor or on mats, and they didn't have adults to care for them. And in the quarantine itself, older children were trying to take care of much younger children. It was really a heartbreaking situation.
So when children exhibit flu symptoms or other illnesses in these camps, what is the responsibility of the camp facilitator to take care of these children? What usually happens at that point? You mentioned children sleeping on the floor, other children taking care of younger children, but at what point do the facilitators here have to step in?
The Flores Settlement Agreement from 1997, which this administration is trying to end, requires that children be held in safe and sanitary conditions. This should require government officials to provide basic medical care to children who are exhibiting flu-like symptoms.
Alora, we mentioned that a CBP spokesperson said in a statement this week that the agency does not provide vaccines in its facilities. So why is there pushback now?
It's inexplicable. Over the past year, three children have died from the flu in federal immigration custody. They were only 2 years old, 6 years old, and 16 years old. The only reason these children were in custody is because they were undocumented. In light of these three recent flu deaths, it is inexplicable why the administration is refusing to vaccinate children.
Hasn't the World Health Organization studied this in Europe? I mean, are migrants in detention facilities more susceptible to disease because of all of the issues that you just laid out?
Yes. Conditions in detention centers or reception centers for refugees very likely contribute to higher transmission of infectious diseases, including the flu. And the crowded detention conditions combined with physical and mental stress combined with lack of nutrition all increase the susceptibility of asylum seekers in detention centers, particularly children, to being at risk for getting the flu.
Alora Mukherjee is the director of Columbia Law School's Immigrants' Rights Clinic. Alora, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
I'm now joined by Dr. Aliyah Sundarji, a pediatric emergency medicine physician who's completing her Master's of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Sundarji, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
The flu is particularly harmful to young children. Several children have died in federal immigration custody so far. You've reviewed the autopsies of some of these children. What did you find?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say that two of those children died under CBP detention. So this place is an ideal place for them to have the vaccination. The children were aged 2, 8, and 16 years old. They were all infected with influenza, and out of the 4 autopsies that I reviewed, all of them died of infectious diseases.
Dr. Sundarji, were these deaths preventable?
It's a good question. It's hard to say, but certainly in the case of the 16-year-old named Carlos, he had a documented normal medical exam as reported in the press when he came into CBP custody. He died 7 days later. It's hard for me to say whether or not these deaths would have been preventable, but certainly immunizing the children against influenza could have helped them fight the infection better.
As a pediatric emergency room physician, you've seen many things. What do you think about this decision by the government to not provide the flu vaccine in migrant detention centers?
I think it's cruel and heartless. I think that these children come in healthier than their peers. They make it to the border in the first place. And as a result, they're placed at risk by CBP. The conditions in detention facilities undermine their immunity by putting them in cramped conditions. When they already suffer from malnutrition and other diseases, they're at increased risk. And so if the government is putting children at increased risk of influenza, they have a responsibility to protect them against it.
Dr. Sundarji, on August 1st, you and several other doctors wrote to members of Congress urging them to investigate the deaths of migrant children. Have you received any response so far?
From the government?
Correct.
From Congress?
Yes.
No, not that I'm aware of.
You've treated refugee children. Tell us about how vulnerable they are, particularly in detention centers, as we're talking about today. And when I say vulnerable, I mean to disease and illness.
Right. Placing any child, refugee or otherwise, in the conditions that have been documented in detention centers would undeniably undermine their immunity and their ability to fight infection, regardless of whether or not they're a refugee or not. Refugees are unique in the sense that many of them have traveled long distances and have placed themselves under extreme stress to make it to the border in the first place. And those factors can undermine immunity, in addition to malnutrition and intestinal parasites.
Are you hopeful that any of this will change in the future in terms of vaccination giving to children?
I hope so. I think we have an opportunity here to save some lives and to prevent deaths. We know that the influenza vaccine works. It reduces the risk of death by 65% and reduces ICU admissions in children. So we have an opportunity here to make things a little bit more palatable.
Dr. Aliyah Sundarji is a pediatric emergency medicine physician completing her master's of public health at Johns Hopkins University. Thank you, doctor, for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.